is also very hard to admit when you're not doing all that well in the footy tipping cup as well. Our producer, Rob, before we get into that, mate, you were actually pushing the buttons for our first hour after nine this morning. How do you think you went?
About a bit better than my footy tipping, but maybe not quite as good as you. Yeah, still got a few steps to learn.
Okay, well, if you're only aiming to be as good as me, by next week you should be ready to go.
I'll be running the entire station.
And that's for management, trust me. Okay. Look, this week with the footy, because the representative rounds kick in, we start to drill it down a bit. There's a bit of a science involved, isn't
there? Yeah, the shortened round. So we've got teams having buys. Then you've got a couple of teams that they're without their representative players. And it's a really key, it's the second third of the season. So you break it up into the first third, just which is about getting off to a good start. Then the last third's about getting your lead into the finals. But this origin period's really significant because teams that have a really good start, the wheels can fall off. And if you had a bit of a slow start, you can make a real surge into that towards the finals.
Well, let's have a look at the four games we've got on offer. Eels and Rabbitohs.
Eels, Rabbitohs. Neither side affected by origin at all. Mm-hmm. So expecting a high-quality game. Eagles, they've lost their last two. I thought they were pretty good against Canberra last week, so I think they'll get the wins over the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs, they struggle a bit in attack against a really good Melbourne side, but I think Parramatta just have too many points in them.
How will the Bulldogs go against the Sharks this week?
Well, the Sharks are paying for their success. So they won the grand final last year. They've got five players selected for New South Wales. Canterbury are missing two players, Josh Jackson and David Clemmer, down at Shark Park. With Luke Lewis and Paul Gallen, both veterans, Gallen's and Lewis both played close to 300 games. That experience is going to be invaluable. So I think that the Sharks are just going to be a bit too strong for the Bulldogs.
Canberra and the Roosters.
Yeah, Roosters. They've been rewarded for their much better season from last year. So they've got a couple of players in. But down the nation's capital, Canberra getting back to a bit of form, expecting the Raiders to get the win.
And you've got some thoughts on the Warriors as they take on the Broncos this week.
Warriors are just absolutely hapless. Now, I'll touch on Brisbane first. Brisbane have got the most players selected for Game 1 for a State of Origin, so they've got six players out, including Anthony Milford, confirmed will make his representative debut for Queensland. Now, the Warriors follow a similar trajectory every single year. The first third of the year, so from around round 1 to 11, they tend to go pretty poorly, and so far they've only won four games this season. And then the last third, they tend to fade out entirely. But the middle third of the season, they really thrive because they're the least affected team by State of Origin. They've only got one player out this year, and they're coming up against sides that are really affected because they'll come up against a Melbourne who are playing without Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, and they'll be able to thrive. They really hit their straps. So it's a bit of a danger period, but Brisbane just far too many good players. And Benji Marshall set to play 5-8 for the first time since 2013. So look for Brisbane to get that one.
And all of that is because we've got the State of Origin coming up. So a bit of a thought there.
Yeah, it culminates in next Wednesday night down at Suncorp Stadium. The big talking point, Billy Slater wasn't selected for Queensland, Mitchell Pearce at halfback for New South Wales, and the big story out of today that there was speculation that would Jonathan Thurston play or not, he is not going to play. So Anthony Milford going to line up alongside Cooper Cronk in the halves. I think it's only the second different halves pairing that Queensland have put on the field since around 2012. But Anthony Milford, with so many great Queensland players that have been a part of that tremendous success the Maroons have enjoyed, it's hard to go past the Queensland at Lang Park, but I'm sticking true with the Blues. They've named a great side, and I think that they're going to have a lot of success this year.
Okay, we'll look.
At least I hope.
Well, you hope. We hope. Well, look, we'll look forward to wrapping up after the State of Origin game next Thursday night as well.
Next Thursday, we'll have a full wrap up and then preview the next round.
Even though I am from New South Wales, I think I've got to stick with Kev Calloway on this one and go for Queensland. They will win.
I'm disappointed in you, Mark.
It's 24 past 11. Thanks, Rob. You can go back and produce something now. 2NURFM with the King.